Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Where did the great battle for the Hill Cumorah actually take place? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today to discuss that question is my colleague, Eric Johnson. We have been looking at the Journal of Discourses, trying to give you a little bit of glimpse of what life was probably like, listening to the various leaders such as Brigham Young and Orson Pratt, John Taylor, during the 19th century, trying to show you that at many times there is a great contrast between what they taught and believed to be true, as opposed to what modern 20th century and 21st century leaders taught and believed was actually true. One of the great areas of disparity has to do with the Book of Mormon lands. There is no consensus by the Mormon Church as to where the Book of Mormon lands were actually located. If you were to write the Mormon Church and ask them, they would not give you a very definitive answer at all. As we mentioned yesterday, there were primarily three theories: a hemispheric model, which showed the Nephite and Lamanite people covering South America, Central America, and North America. Then there's what's known as the limited geography theory, which is held by many of the BYU apologists and such. And then we also have what's known as the Heartland model that puts the Nephite people in a North American context, primarily in the area of the United States. Certainly, when we look at the Journal of Discourses, it seems that many of them held to what is called more of a hemispheric model. In other words, that they landed in South America, they colonized portions of South America, then they moved northward towards Central America through the Isthmus, and then came up north into the North American setting, even the Northwest, the Mississippi Valley, as well as up near the Finger Lakes area where the current Hill Cumorah is now located. If you were a Latter-day Saint and you've ever been to the Hill Cumorah pageant, it gives you the impression that this is the actual hill where all these battles took place. But that is not what all Latter-day Saints believe. However, Heber C. Kimball, in the Journal of Discourses, he was a member of the First Presidency under Brigham Young. He certainly believed that. What did he say about that?
Sure. Volume 2, page 110, he said, "I have lived in the state of New York, town of Bloomfield, Monroe County, right in the heart of the country where the ancient Lamanites and other veterans destroyed each other, root and branch, where the Book of Mormon was discovered in the Hill of Cumorah." And he's not the only one, Bill, because you also have Orson Pratt, who you quoted extensively yesterday, and he said in Journal of Discourses, Volume 20, page 63, he said this, 36 years prior to this time.
Let me stop you there, because it's confusing. What is this time? It's kind of confusing in how Orson Pratt writes that, but I'm assuming he's talking about around 420 A.D.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
And that would be the context of what he was talking about, and I'm not reading the whole context. And His nation was destroyed in what we term the state of New York, around about a hill called by that people the Hill of Cumorah, when many hundreds of thousands of the Nephites, men, women, and children, fell during the greatest battle that they had with the Lamanites. Now, that was also agreed upon by somebody like Bruce McConkie, a 20th century apostle, when he said in Mormon Doctrine on page 175, both the Nephite and Jaredite civilizations fought their final great wars of extinction at and near the Hill Cumorah, or Ramah as the Jaredites termed it, which hill is located between Palmyra and Manchester in the western part of the state of New York. It was here that Moroni hit up the gold plates from which the Book of Mormon was translated.
I think it's important to note, when you quoted Orson Pratt, that he says, "We term the state of New York around about a hill called by that people,"
yes,
"the Hill of Cumorah."
That's a good point.
That's an important phrase, by that people. In other words, the people mentioned in the Book of Mormon were calling the hill in New York Cumorah. And that's important because I want to bring up something later on.
Well, yeah, and I think that's a great point because some have said that that was a mistermed name.
I'll get to that quote. But before we do, I want to quote Bruce McConkie's father-in-law, the 10th president of the Mormon Church, Joseph Fielding Smith. He holds to the idea that certainly the North American continent was where the Nephite people lived. He said, Joseph Smith locates Cumorah in western New York. Perhaps this matter could rest at this point, but the question of the territory now embraced within the United States have been in possession of Nephites and Lamanites before the death of Mormon, carries some weight in the determining of this matter. In light of Revelation, it is absurd for anyone to maintain that the Nephites and Lamanites did not possess the northern land.
This is the 10th president who was also church historian, right?
He was. For about 50 years, he was the church historian.
He's somebody who would have had ability to know and speak with authority.
Well, of course, because he would become the 10th president, as you say, and he is the one who speaks for the whole church. Now, of course, he's been dead for a long time, so it's easy for some Mormon apologist to take shots at him because he's not here to defend himself. But in that same Doctrines of Salvation, and I just read to you from Volume 3, page 238, I want to read page 239, starting with 239, Nephite and Jaredite Wars in Western New York. This sounds very similar to what Bruce McConkie said. In the face of this evidence, coming from the prophet Joseph Smith, Oliver Cowdery, and David Whitmer, now those are two of the three witnesses for the Book of Mormon, he says, we cannot say that the Nephites and Lamanites did not possess the territory of the United States and that the Hill Cumorah is in Central America. Neither can we say that the great struggle which resulted in the destruction of the Nephites took place in Central America. Why is that a controversy? Because that is exactly what many of the proponents who hold to the limited geography theory hold to today. Let me give you this example. This is a statement from William J. Hamlin, and it's an article called Basic Methodological Problems with the Anti-Mormon Approach to the Geography and Archaeology of the Book of Mormon. This was found in the Journal of Book of Mormon Studies, Volume 2, Number 1, Spring 1993, page 177. He says, actually, the limited geography model does not insist that there were two Cumorahs. Now, why would he say that? Because many have assumed that what they're saying is that, well, if you have the battles taking place in Central America, yet you have a hill in North America that has the same name, then you must believe in a two Cumorah theory. What Mr. Hamlin is saying is, no, that's not true. He says, actually, the limited geography model does not insist that there were two Cumorahs. Rather, there was one Cumorah in Mesoamerica, in Central America, which is always the hill referred to in the Book of Mormon. Thereafter, beginning with Oliver Cowdery, possibly based on a misreading of Mormon 6:6, early Mormons began to associate the Book of Mormon Cumorah with the hill in New York, where Joseph Smith found the plates. The Book of Mormon itself is internally consistent on the issue. It seems to have been early 19th century Latter-day Saint interpretation of the text of the Book of Mormon, which has caused the confusion on this point. Thus, advocates of the limited geography model are required only to show that their interpretations are consistent with the text of the Book of Mormon itself, not with any 19th century interpretation of the Book of Mormon. So, what we have William Hamlin telling us is here is a mere employee of Brigham Young University basically telling the rest of the membership of the Mormon Church that, you know, guys like Joseph Smith, guys like Brigham Young, guys like Orson Pratt, they got it wrong.
What about Joseph Fielding Smith and Bruce McConkie?
Exactly. Joseph Fielding Smith and Bruce McConkie, who also held to that North American setting, must have also gotten it wrong. Now, why is this a big deal? It's because guys like William Hamlin and John Clark and John Sorensen and people like that believe that the Book of Mormon lands were actually in a very small area. This is an article called Archaeology, Relics, and Book of Mormon Belief that you can find on the Neil Maxwell Institute website, where John Clark actually says the land southward could be traversed on foot with children and animals in tow in about 30 days, so it could not have been much longer than 300 miles. The 3,000 miles required for the two-hemisphere geography is off by one order of magnitude. Nephite lands were small and did not include all of the Americas or all of their peoples. The principal corollary of a limited geography is that Book of Mormon peoples were not alone on the continent, thus contradicting another portion of the Book of Mormon that says that it was going to be hid from other nations. He seems to ignore that part. But you see that they don't agree with what their early leaders have said.
Well, and this is what I hear on the street a lot when I'm witnessing, and the Mormon likes to say, we agree on things. What church do you belong to? You and the Baptists and the Methodists, and they like to point out the different denominations, can't agree on anything. But here is something as crucial as the Book of Mormon's story. I think if you're going to agree on something, you're going to have to agree on the First Vision. You're going to have to agree on the Book of Mormon's story itself. And if you don't agree on those historical ideas, if this really is history, then you're going to, I think, be way off. And I think this is what we're seeing with three different theories, with people disagreeing with each other, and meanwhile, silence coming out of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, where is Thomas Monson? Why can't he just clear this up once and for all? Of course, we know the reason he's not going to do it is because of the controversy it will stir up within the membership of the LDS Church. Here's an interesting quote from John Lund in a book he wrote called Mesoamerica in the Book of Mormon. Is this the place? This is a statement he says on page 9. I think you're probably going to find this as comical as I found it when I first read it. He says, many members of the church are confused about the disagreements over where the primary events of the Book of Mormon took place. This confusion is the result of well-meaning members of the church advocating three different geographical places. Adding to the confusion are contradictory statements made by some church leaders.
Well, there you go.
So John Lund is basically saying you can't trust the church leaders on this subject. If you can't trust them on this subject, and Joseph Fielding Smith said, we know this by revelation, then what can you trust from these guys?
That's exactly right. You can't, I mean, anytime they speak, you have to wonder, do I have personal testimony that what they're saying is true?
All we're saying is, okay, if you're a Latter-day Saint and you don't think it's all that important, you have to ask yourself, well, did Joseph Smith think it was important? Did Brigham Young think it was important? Did Orson Pratt think it was important? If it was important to them, why is it not important to you?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wanted to go to the Holy Land? It's the place where Jesus walked, a place of great significance in our Bibles. In late February of 2013, Mormonism Research Ministry and Utah Lighthouse Ministry are hosting an 11-day trip to Israel. Among other places, we will experience baptism in the Jordan River, walk through Hezekiah's Tunnel, explore Masada, and float in the Dead Sea. During our trip, we plan to spend a day with Israeli resident Joel Kramer, a former Utah pastor and current film producer, who will take us to Cave 1 and Qumran and Jericho as well. In addition, a 7-day pre-extension tour to Turkey is available. Your price includes all transportation, admission fees, meals and taxes, and tips. If you've never been to the Holy Land, or even if you have, join Bill McKeever, Sandra Tanner, and several local Utah pastors for the trip of a lifetime. It all begins February 19th, 2013. Visit theapologeticstudybibletour.com for more information or call 602-788-8864.